This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. As our loved ones get older, we may begin to fear losing them to death or dementia. This fear can be addressed by gathering the personal memories of our parents, grandparents, and other older adults while they're still with us. Dr. Anita Sharma talks with Deanne Groves, personal historian, about ways in which we can hold on to our loved ones even when they're no longer with us on this week's Life Transitions.
Hi, Deanne. You are a personal historian, and you focus a whole lot on older adults and their stories, their experiences. So when we want to cherish the memories of our parents, grandparents, what are some of the ways we can keep those memories alive?
Well, of course, Anita, everyone wants to keep the memory of their loved one close to them for as long as possible. So there are many ways. Some are more complicated than others. Let me just say, first of all, one of the easiest ways is for someone who may be talking with their grandparent or their great aunt or even their mother, and they start hearing a story that is special to them from that person's life. They can just click on that smartphone and start recording them. In a more formal setting, they may have the family member help write down stories from their lives that are important to the family or important to the individual. And we're not talking biographical details here. We're talking about the events, the experiences that made them who they were. You prompt a person by picking up a photograph of them that you want to know the story behind. Say, example, Grandma, I see you here on the beach in a bikini. Tell me how you got there and what was going on with that. And you might hear a delightful story about her from her youth. Or you may see a picture of a pet, and that person may start telling you about all the pets they had in their life and how important that was to them. So you can capture stories at the drop of a hat on short notice, or you can make a better plan for capturing something from someone's lives.
I think this will be a good technique to use with people with dementia.
Yes, I did an interview with a woman with dementia, and what we did was we pulled out photographs from her earlier life, and that prompted her to remember things that had happened around the time the photographs were taken. Also, music can bring back memories for someone to help them remember where they were when certain songs were being played. A piece of jewelry can bring back a memory of the experience of receiving that piece of jewelry from a boyfriend or a future husband. So you can do many prompts to help someone remember a unique experience.
And it goes without saying that if you want to keep memories alive, then you have to spend some time with that person. Otherwise, how will we find out about these stories?
That's true. You always have to remember that someone who may be 85 years old was once 25 years old. We can all learn from experiences from our older adults, and I want to encourage people to just interact with them and capture those life experiences.
My guest for today was Deanne Groves, who is a personal historian. This is Anita Sharma.
Life Transitions is produced with the College of Business and Social Sciences at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Find out more at kedm.org.